issue. If a fasting person submerges his entire head underwater intentionally, according to obligatory precaution, his fast is broken. Question: does washing the head under the shower break the fast? Answer: nope, because what breaks the fast is submerging one's head completely underwater so that it is completely surrounded by water. Question: is it permissible during the month of Ramadan to go swimming while wearing a swimming cap and goggles as they prevent water from completely surrounding the head? Answer: according to obligatory precaution, no, it breaks the fast. Note: swimming while fasting is not a problem. However, the fasting person must ensure that water does not reach the throat or, according to obligatory precaution, his head does not get completely submerged underwater. Issue: if a person is ritually impure, for example, he is in the state of janaba, and intentionally does not perform ghusl or tayammum, if that is his duty at the time, till Fajr Adhan in the month of Ramadan, his fast is invalid. Question: in the month of Ramadan, I woke up after Fajr Adhan to discover that I had become junub, but I am certain that this occurred before Adhan. What is my duty? Answer: your fast is in order. Question: if a person in the month of Ramadan does not have access to water before Fajr Adhan, what is his duty? Answer: he should perform tayammum in place of ghusl. And if after Adhan water is available, he should make ghusl in order to pray. However, if water is still unavailable, then he should pray Fajr with that tayammum. Issue: if a person becomes ritually impure before Fajr Adhan, and if he wishes to perform ghusl but does not have enough time for sahri, in this case, if he can fast without having sahri, he should perform ghusl and continue the fast without eating sahri. However, if fasting without sahri will be extremely difficult for him, he should eat sahri and then perform tayammum before Fajr Adhan. Issue: if during the month of Ramadan, a person believes that he has time to perform ghusl before Fajr Adhan, and while he is busy with ghusl, he realizes that parts of his ghusl coincided with the Fajr Adhan, in this instance, his fast will be valid. Question: if a person wakes up before Fajr Adhan in the state of janaba and delays taking ghusl till Fajr Adhan is very close, can he make tayammum and fast? Answer: if a person delays making ghusl till the time is very tight, he has committed a sin, and in this instance, he should make tayammum and his fast is in order. Question: if a person becomes junub during the day and delays his ghusl till Maghrib Adhan, is his fast in order? Answer: yes, but if he did not make ghusl for Dhuhr namaz, he has committed a sin. Issue: if a person forgets to perform ghusl in the month of Ramadan and after a few days recalls that he has to make ghusl, his prayers and fasts must be done again. However, there is no kafara. Question: if a person becomes junub in the month of Ramadan and forgets to make ghusl, but remembers during the day that he has to make ghusl, is his fast in order? Answer: no, his fast is invalid, but he must refrain from all the fast breakers until Maghrib. No kafara is liable. Question: I had a wet dream when I was 14 and did not know that it was one of the signs of bulugh, so I did not fast till I was 15. What is my responsibility? Answer: you must do the qada of the fasts missed and pay the fidya for not doing them before the next Ramadan.